Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks, guys. Welcome to the Iron Jaw podcast. I hope this is working. And I can actually hear my music in the background. Okay, I gotta explain to you guys, because this is great radio. I have spent, the past week trying to get this together, and I get down to today, and it was about 12:45, I think, and the whole thing just fell apart. So I had to make this new account, I had to get my email, and I had to upload the slideshow, which I will explain to you guys in a few minutes. You'll be able to see while you're watching. And got the audio going, and now we're here. This is the first time ever I haven't had a little leeway, because normally I leave 30 minutes to advertise to you guys. So hopefully this show goes okay. So what I was wanting to talk to you about is the return of this podcast and what it means to my career before we dive into the sports topics, which I'll be able to talk about the bowl games. I'm going to be able to talk about Chip Kelly being fired from the Philadelphia Eagles. I know a lot of people want my opinion on that. And who else may be on the hot seat, who may be coaching for their job this Sunday, or who may already be out no matter what they do. As many of you know, I haven't done a podcast in about 6 months, which would date back to June. See, I'm pretty smart. I'm kidding. And I did a lot of articles on my WordPress site. Probably my most notable would be the high school articles, which just blew up, considering that West and Central article. Oh, wow. If you guys read that, thank you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now I've returned with this podcast, and I hope to get back into the articles I haven't done in about a month or so, probably a little more. But I miss this podcast, guys. I miss what it allowed me to do. I get to feel like I'm actually talking to a person, because I talk for 30 minutes, and then I'm getting rave reviews on Facebook about a couple minutes later. And, of course, if you guys enjoy this podcast, after you're done listening, please share the link on your Facebook profiles, your Twitters, your asks, anything you can to get this word out, because I don't know how many people will actually listen with it starting at about 1:30. And now, Let me address the logos that you're seeing on your screen. The funny thing is, I want a new fresh start with this podcast. And it sort of worked out having to create the new account. But as you can see, I think there's about 5 logos. I did one. I'm not going to tell you which one. Chris Finnan, I hope I pronounced your name right, because you are incredible with some of these artworks. He did 3, or maybe I shouldn't have said that. He has a better chance of winning, though his artwork is amazing. And I also had a friend, Granger, do one. And I was going to pick it on my own. But then I started to think, wait, I have such a loyal fan base. How about they decide? They're going to have to look at this for however long, probably until 2017. How about we just let them pick? So, guys, if you want to, I'm going to be holding a vote on my Facebook page. And I'm sure if you don't have my Facebook page, I can get to you if you ask. But right now, I guess we can dig into our sports topics. I'm about 4 minutes into the podcast, and I feel like I'm 10 minutes in. So the bowl games, right? okay? There's been a lot of criticism as of late on social media I'm seeing about the lack of competitiveness in the bowl games. I don't know why. I personally don't know why. But I can get it to where you're sad as it's a blowout in the fourth quarter and you're like, this team's down 24 points. They haven't moved the ball at all. They're not coming back. And you flip the channel or you just suffer through the last 40 minutes. But what I can't get my head around is you're like, oh, this team should have faced this team, and this team should have faced this team, and this team should have been in the four, not Michigan State, not Oklahoma. Guys, I'm going to say this as politely as I can. Stop. Get over it. Okay? There's a committee. There's a committee who chooses who plays who based on their regular season and what could be the best matchup. What do they deserve from being bowl eligible by winning seven games? Seven games, guys. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. I'm 99.99% sure. Bama and Michigan State was a good game. It was a good game if you love defense. But Michigan State offense just couldn't help with Alabama's. Derrick Henry had a decent game, but it was more Coker. And Coker is designated as the weak link of the Alabama team. While Michigan State, Connor Cook didn't look like what has been hyped up to be. And I will tell you this. I have a mentor. I have my sports mentor, Mike Salvidi. He is a Michigan State fan. Everybody's buzzing about Connor Cook, or at least they were at the beginning of the season, and they sort of still are. They're like, oh, he should go to Houston. The Texans should pick him. The Rams should pick him. Guys, coming from a person who devotedly follows Michigan State, Connor Cook is not going to be your starting quarterback. 32 jobs like that in the NFL. And Connor Cook, he, as a Michigan State fan and as a person who follows both levels of football, he doesn't see it in Connor Cook, which he's been right about a lot of things. He wasn't right about the Eagles, but I'll get into that later. But he saw more in Kirk Cousins than he did in Connor Cook. So, and Kirk Cousins is decent. He was a fourth-round pick. Guys, he was a fourth-round pick coming in, and he was designated to be a backup before Robert Griffin couldn't get healthy. Then they changed head coaches, which Jade Gruden, obviously, Kirk is a better fit for his system. And so that's how Kirk Cousins is starting. I just wanted to put that in there. So after Alabama destroyed Michigan State, really in the second half, it was just over. Then you had Clemson coming back from a one-point deficit to win by 20 points over Oklahoma. And people were like, oh, wow, amazing. They can beat Alabama. Please stop. I'm just trying to say, okay, Alabama and Michigan State was the game to watch. Okay, I didn't even bother with the Clemson game. I really didn't. Not live anyways. Okay, I knew going in that the winner of Alabama and Michigan State would win the national title, and we'll be able to see that on January 11th, which is a week after my brother's birthday. So if you have him on Facebook, I think that's the only social media he uses, which is sad. You can wish him a happy birthday, okay? And I'll wish him a happy birthday on my podcast right now, so he can't hear me, thank goodness. And I can hear the vacuum cleaner outside my house. See, this is why you don't get this stuff with my articles. You get some, okay, so Alabama is going to destroy Clemson. I don't care what anybody else says. Alabama is unstoppable right now. And must I say, Michigan State's a good team, okay? Even though I don't think Connor Cook will make it, there are some NFL-worthy players on that team, especially on that defense. So, Alabama wasn't playing a cupcake team, which I'll get into Iowa later. To say, what else did we expect from Alabama? I mean, I was hoping Michigan State would win, but they were big underdogs, and we found out why. Nick Saban is probably one of the better coaches. When he has time to prepare, he's dead on. And he's not only dead on, he kills the other opponent. Okay, does anybody remember the national championship game a few years ago between Alabama and Notre Dame? It was before the college football playoff, before Jameis Winston had his big rise. Okay, Alabama killed an undefeated Notre Dame team. And it wasn't like Notre Dame played nobody. Okay? But they made Notre Dame look like a nobody. So instead of just creaming Michigan State and saying Stanford should have been in, Iowa should have been in, can we just give Alabama, but most importantly, Nick Saban, a lot of credit for what he has been able to do forever? When he has time, he's great. He doesn't take this lightly. And that's why I'd love to see him have another shot in the NFL. And by the way, Iowa. Iowa should not have been in the four. We saw that. Okay, I heard it a lot when Michigan State was losing to Alabama. But Iowa got killed by Stanford. And no, that does not mean Stanford should have been in the four. Okay? The committee did fine with these four. I'm content with that. Okay? Well, Clemson and Oklahoma, Clemson went undefeated, so I guess you have to give them the edge there. And Oklahoma was doing pretty well. I could say so myself. You know, I personally would have loved Notre Dame, but they weren't hot. Stanford, you know, I guess I could have loved to see Christian McCaffrey, but the four was okay. Iowa was a joke to begin with. They played absolutely nobody. The only two teams they played this year that were actually decent was Michigan State. They lost. Was Stanford, and they got killed bad. Yesterday, if you watched that game, I am so sorry you wasted all that time to figure this out. Iowa was awful. Just completely and utterly awful. But, guys, if you're hoping to see a close game between Alabama and Clemson, you're wrong. I mean, I'm going to say this right now on my podcast live at 1:45 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time on January 2nd, 2016. The least Alabama will win by is 16 points. The very least Alabama wins by is by a 16-point margin. Nick Saban doesn't have as much time to prepare for Clemson, but he doesn't need to. It's going to be over. I don't see any scenario that Alabama isn't national champions this year. I just don't. I mean, am I wrong with that? I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. And I'm actually looking. Wow. Okay, so normally I do like a scheduled time on my podcast, and it must be a glitch because it says on air stream left 3 hours and 15 minutes. I'm not going 3 hours, just so you know. Celebrating the birthday tonight. Okay. Now let's dive into the NFL and the coaching. Obviously, the Philadelphia Eagles fired Chip Kelly after a 6-9 season, minus a game. And he had 10-6 records both years before. But then he blew this team up. Honestly. Go look at the roster that Andy Reid finished up with, and go look at the roster now. You'll be amazed. Okay? Some people are like, oh, it's not fair. Chip Kelly brought this upon himself. He really did. When you blow a team up and you have the control that Chip Kelly had, you better be tight with the players, you better be tight with management, and you better win games. And he took a step back this year. I knew if the Eagles weren't going to go and win the division title, I knew if the Eagles weren't going to be in the NFC Championship game, Kelly was likely out. I mean, let's be honest. You cannot do the amount of deals he did. He got rid of DeSean Jackson last year. He got rid of LeSean McCoy. He got rid of Jeremy Maclin. He got rid of Nick Foles. Yeah, the three top go-getters in this offense last year, he let go. He traded two of them. He signed DeMarco Murray, signed Ryan Matthews, and instead of going secondary in the draft, which was undoubtedly the team's most needed position, he went for a speedy receiver. It didn't turn out well for him. And he didn't even know how to use DeMarco Murray, which was obviously the biggest name he drew in the offseason. I called it back in October, I think. It'd either be Chip Kelly or DeMarco Murray who was gone. They wouldn't be back next year. And looks like I was right. I don't like to toot my own horn. Just understand me with that. I don't like to toot my own horn. But come on. Like, did we not see this coming at all? I mean, and so where does Chip Kelly go? A lot of people are talking college teams. Did I even hear Texas State? I don't know if that was a joke or not. Texas State. The rumors have been insane. And I want to go on. I mean, it's almost a cliche answer, but it's almost not because nobody's talking about it. They're like, oh, he's going back to college. Oh, he's going to the Dolphins. Guys, he's going to listen to the Titans job. He's going to get another shot in the NFL. Trust me, he doesn't want to go back to the college scene. He doesn't. He's going to get another shot in the NFL before he ever thinks about it. And the Titans are an ideal fit. The Titans aren't going anywhere. The Titans have no talent to trade away. he has his quarterback in Marcus Mariota figured out, done, who he wanted to trade up in the draft to get. But Mariota ended up going number two this year to the Titans. I mean, it's so simple to say, oh, he's going to be reunited with his quarterback. I don't see him passing up on that opportunity, if offered to him, to go back to college or to take the Dolphins job or to take the Browns job. Who would want the Browns? Anyways, and speaking of the Browns, I just heard that the Browns could fire Mike Pettine after Sunday. I don't know if that's the right move, per se, because to me, it just seems Cleveland's going through coaches. Boom, 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 boom. At the snap of your fingers, and I don't know if you can hear my snap. It's pretty weak right now. But I don't know. I mean, I know the Browns had a bad year, but I would really wish that Mike Pettine would get another year or two. Just to see. And that's not a popular opinion, I know, but you're not getting Chip Kelly, you're not getting Sean Payton. You're not getting those guys. Who else could you get? Another coordinator who just fails? And plus, he's had to deal with a lot with Manziel. That is not an ideal situation to be walking in. And so I was thinking, Chip Kelly's fired. Mike Pettine could be fired. Who else could be on the hot seat? Who else could be gone after this season? After this Sunday? After tomorrow? I'm just looking. I think Rex Ryan stays. It'd be hard to kick him out after a year. It really would. Dan Campbell, I would love to stay. I'd love for Dan Campbell to stay in Miami for another year or two. I really would. Why would you risk it? I mean, I know the owner down there is just pathetic. I don't think I have room to talk as a Cowboys fan, but he's just pathetic. I would keep Dan Campbell, but I don't expect for him to stay. Or at least they're going to shop around. I think Mike Pettine's going to be thrown out, which is a bad move. I think John Harbaugh's safe. I think Mike Tomlin's safe for another year. Though I wouldn't be shocked if Tomlin's on Black Monday. I mean, but I would understand if he stayed. I would. Chuck Pagano's gone. And can I just pause for a moment at Chuck Pagano? And this is going to sound really bad. Nobody wanted to touch him. Okay? He was dead meat if the Colts didn't go anywhere this year. He was dead meat. Okay, nobody wanted to say anything. Article at the launch of my site, and I think two people read it. Two people. And that's really low for my site, by the way. But two people read it, and I'm like, you guys just don't want to face the truth. Pagano's getting fired. I call it way, 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 way long ago. He's done. Gus Bradley is returning to Jacksonville, as reports say, which is a great move. I think they can do something in the AFC South next year. The Texans just don't improve at all. I mean, I think Jacksonville was in the thick of this race. They were for a while. They lost two straight. Houston won two straight. Colts won. Tennessee already fired their head coach, and Nearham won't stay. Mike Mularkey, who used to coach Jacksonville, by the way. And this is a bad show, I know. I'm just rolling with the punches, I guess. Mike McCoy, I don't think he'll stay. Not many people are talking about Mike McCoy's job, in which they should, because San Diego was one of the worst teams in the league. And they had Eric Weddle. They had Phillip Rivers. They had the running backs. They had Keenan Allen. They had decent defense with Manti Te'o and Denzel Perryman. Okay. Why Mike McCoy is not on the hot seat for taking a step back, a huge step back this year, I don't know why. This was not a tank year for the Chargers. It wasn't. And the other AFC West teams did great. Dallas, I think, will keep Jason Garrett. I think Jerry loves Jason Garrett. I love Jason Garrett. It's just when you lose your starting quarterback and your wide receiver is unhealthy, and the Greg Hardy thing was just ridiculous. Jason Garrett's going to get another year. And I'll be honest, Tom Coughlin is probably one of the strangest. Tom Coughlin's one of the strangest names to come up on the hot seat. Guys, Tom Coughlin's fine. He's won two Super Bowls. He's going to get that, ooh, I want to go off in the sunset. Ooh, I just want to part ways with the team. I want to go somewhere else. He's going to have that decision. Not the Mara family. The Mara family's not going to release or fire him. It's going to be on Coughlin's terms. And I think he's earned that. The way he's brought the Giants up with two Super Bowls. And I actually have a Giants fan. I hope he's listening right now, Austin Summers. I want him to comment on that. Post it on my professional Facebook page or whatever. Just go along with it. I think John Fox is safe. I think Jim Caldwell is gone. Just hiring Jim Caldwell was a mistake to begin with. I don't care what they did this last season. He should be gone come Monday. Come early Monday. Maybe late Sunday night. One can hope. Jim Caldwell, I don't know if any team would give him another shot. Head coach. Again, ever. Sean Payton, I think, is gone. I think it's just going to be a clean break. And there's a 60-second mark. That I just got notified. So I told you it wouldn't be 3 hours. And then I think Jim Tom Sewell is going to stay another year because the 49ers regret Harbaugh, and there's not really another team to go after. And I think Jeff Fisher is safe because of this win streak. He's had a 3-game win streak, but he should not. He should not be safe. Anyways, guys, I'd like to thank you for listening. I know I did awful. But remember to go to my professional Facebook page to vote on the new logo. And I'm just going to post the photos, and you're going to like it. So, guys, thank you. I hope to be back on very soon. And God bless.